أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. In this ayat we read that in order to fulfill all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and to stay away from all which Allah has made haram, all the time, every moment in our life is not easy for a human being. So Allah made it easy, whereby one is sabr, which we had discussed. If a person uses this quality which Allah has given him, he will be able to fulfill all the commands and live very, very comfortably in this life. And the other one, that was enough, that sabr which Allah has given us. But yeah, Allah mentions another great ni'mat which if we use, we will be able to overcome all difficulties. And that is was-salah or namaz. Namaz Allah has given us is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the combination of all the ibadat, of all the malaika. There are those malaika who are all the time in a standing position. Others who are all the time in ruku, all the others in sitting position, others in sajda. Allah gave us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this great barakat that in two rakats of even nafal namaz, we have got the ibadat of all the malaika. Then namaz is a combination of all the ibadat of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, trees that are standing, are in a standing position, they're in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Four-legged animals are in ruku all the time. And then mountains are in a sitting position all the time. The snakes, etc., which move on the ground, they are in a sajda position all the time. So all the creation of Allah is also in ibadat. Allah gave us this ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in two rakats of namaz, the ibadat of all his creation. And then all our ibadat also Allah has put in namaz. For example, to recite Quran Sharif is a ibadat, it is in namaz. In namaz there is a hajj also. Hajj is moving from place to place. Yeah, in namaz we move from ruku to sajda, sajda to standing position, etc. Namaz is zakat also. Zakat is paying off money to, in order to wear clothes, we have to use money to make sure clothes are parked and we've got a musalla, for that money is spent also. Namaz is all the tasbih of Allah, the zikr of Allah, the dua of Allah. In two rakats of namaz we get all that. Namaz is that ibadat which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That the believers have already become 100% successful. Then Allah enumerates various qualities which they must have. The first one, that those people who perform the namaz with devotion. So namaz will give us full success. And at the end of these qualities, Allah again says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who guard the namazes. So mu'mineen, believers should guard the namazes. All goodness Allah Ta'ala is kept in namaz. In another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَىٰ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz is that great ibadat, that great power that will stop you from all lewd, filthy gunas, all terrible gunas. We try and save ourselves from gunas if we correct our namazes. Namaz will save us from all types of gunas. So namaz is a great, great ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Like for example, if there are droughts, He gave us Salatul Istisqa. Perform istisqa namaz and water, rains will come. You have got any need of your deen or your dunya, Allah has given us salatul haja. Perform your salatul haja and Allah will fulfill any and all your needs. Sadly, we think of all other things but we don't think of namaz. Namaz is what we have to do. Then a few examples we see that when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, any problem came to him, all the Anbiya, immediately they resorted to namaz. But we don't turn to namaz. We should through namaz solve all our problems. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with his wife Sarah, a very notorious, terrible king who had terrible habits, had evil intentions with regard to his wife Sarah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam immediately resorted to namaz. By the barakat of namaz, Allah Ta'ala saved her completely. Juraij is one monk of the people of before who devoted his life for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. When an evil woman accused him that the father of a child is him, and he was like a very, very pious person all the time just in his monastery making ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, she falsely accused him. Immediately he turned to namaz. And the result was, when the people had become so angry and broken down his monastery also, they rebuilt it with gold and silver. So much they honored him. It was all the barakat of namaz. So namaz is a very great gift of Allah Ta'ala. We take it as a burden, as a duty, as some punishment for us, as some a hard labor for us that Allah put us through. But it's a very great gift which we can use to solve all our problems. We got some illness, we got some financial problems, we got disputes and arguments in the house. Whatever problem, we should resort to namaz. So Muslims should not be unmindful of this great, great gift. One is sabr Allah gave us, and in the context as explained, and the other is namaz. If we use this, all our problems will be solved. We will become extremely successful in deen also, dunya also, akhirat also. On one occasion, at the markaz in Nizamuddin, when they were having meals, and one person was serving water for whoever wanted water, the glass from his hand fell down. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, "Looks like your namaz is still not correct." In other words, if your namaz was correct, this wrong, this harm of the glass falling should also not happen. In our lives, if we see things are going wrong, this problem, that problem, we should realize my namaz is still not correct. Many of us are such that we don't perform namaz. Many of us are casual namazis. But to become a proper namazi and see that all, if namaz comes right, our whole deen will come right. If our deen is correct, Allah will correct our dunya also, will correct our akhirat also. So we must not be unmindful of this great gift of Allah, use it and see what great benefits we get. We should not deprive ourselves, and while we are living is the time to make namaz. So our life is not for holidays, our life is not wasting our time in other things. Spend our time in namaz. We got some few minutes free, instead of going on the phone and all funny sites that we go on to, spend the time in two rakats of namaz and see what great benefit we get. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.